Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we got a couple of new friends here from the Hartford folks. Stephanie Bush is here. Stephanie is Senior Vice President of Small Commercial Insurance at the Hartford, and she's our new friend. Stephanie Bush, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here, and she brought along with her John Kinney. And John is Chief Claims Officer at the Hartford. John, welcome.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So I don't know if you heard my opener, but I've been buying P&C insurance, property and casualty insurance, for decades as a consumer. But I've been buying it for my business for decades as well. And it's true, isn't it, that most of us just buy a policy. We don't really know what's all the things that are covered in there. Stephanie, what do you think?
I think that's generally true. You know, when you think about small business, as you well understand and your listeners understand, across the United States, there's about 28 million small businesses across the U.S. Small businesses employ about half of all the private sector employees in the U.S. And when you think about economic growth engine in terms of about that small business have generated, you know, really over the last decade and a half, about 64%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this great economic growth engine in small business. There are entrepreneurs and business people with great ideas to serve their local communities and the like. So they put all their thought and investment and their time, effort, and energy into that.
They're all in, Stephanie.
They're all in. And then when it comes to purchasing insurance, it's oftentimes I just need this policy or this certificate of insurance to get this contract, et cetera.
Well, I can't, my mortgage won't stay in place.
That's right.
I've got to make my bank, my loss payee. So I need
that's
it.
Right.
And how much is this going to cost me, Stephanie? That's really all I want to know.
Right. So that's what we see. And so we work obviously through independent agents. And we fundamentally believe at the Hartford that it's critically important that small business owners not only have the proper protection, and then some basic understanding of what they need and why they need it. But we seek to put that in terms that they understand and then really work with their independent agent. So back to your point in terms of what do they need, how much it costs, and that. And so there's three simple principles that we abide by: preparing, protecting, and prevailing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think about preparation. If you are a retail store and you have sidewalks, there's simple things that you can do to minimize a claim, because you're going to have a claim. And when you speak with John, he's going to walk through that.
Well, that's what I want to I want to get John in here for a little. John, tell us about this. You've got some research to talk to us about, don't you?
Yeah, we did. And so, Jim, your intro couldn't be more spot on. You know, I speak to a lot of small business owners as well as small business agents, and you know, the prevailing thought is I won't get a claim, right? And the reality is, so we did is we went through three years worth of our data at the Hartford, and we insure a million small businesses across the company. And when you pull the data apart, it's pretty apparent that you're going to get one. So the raw data would tell you that over the next 10 years, you've got a 40% chance of seeing either a property or a liability claim. So we're not even talking about workers' comp. Just in those two sites of coverages.
You're talking physical damage. You're not talking about some kind of esoteric claim by somebody that you've defamed them or something else. You're talking about literally physical damage.
No, I'm talking about both. So a lot of small business owners, when they think about insurance, go right to comp. You know, it's a hassle for them sometimes, and they spend a lot of time and energy on it. But what I'm telling you is, forget comp for a minute. Look at first party property, so the stuff that you own or you know, your building, and then your liability coverage. So if you allegedly caused harm to somebody, are you covered? I'm telling you, in those two scenarios, you've got a 40% chance of seeing one of those claims in the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that surprises a lot of small business owners because they're not thinking that, to your point, when they buy that cover.
Well, what I worry about for them, folks, is that they maybe they've got coverage for somebody a slip and fall or something like that, but what they didn't pay attention to was that they don't have enough coverage, that they haven't kept up with, you know, maybe for whatever reason, whoever they're doing business with hasn't, you know, been as aggressive with them as possible. You know, they're always beating the guy down on price or something, and they wind
wind up
not having enough. Stephanie, what do you think?
Right. So I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, back to your earlier point, you know, you go out, you get the coverage, you're worried about the cost. Oftentimes it's not as costly as what, you know, small business owners may believe. But the right coverage, that's the second piece in terms of we preparing, now we're protecting, making sure that we have the right coverage. We have statistics that have shown that after a storm, a significant event, 40% of small business owners often will not reopen because they did not have the right type of coverage. That is significant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I think it happens is it's like in our homes, right?
That's right.
We, over a period of years, we acquire stuff that we need, but we don't upgrade our coverage.
That's right. And, so, and just thinking about it in those simple terms is that you may have gotten a new piece of equipment, or or extending and bringing on a different type of service, making sure that you're properly protected and current. And again, working with your independent agent, making those points known, data breach, right? That type of coverage.
Yeah, that's something I want to talk about. I want to talk about some of the new 21st century stuff in the next segment when we come back. But John, give us a quick tip on how to do a better job of this.
So, you know, I love Stephanie's view. It's the prepare, protect, prevail piece. But, you know, when you think about what's the most expensive claims you're going to see, you know, it surprises a lot of people when you, again, go through 3 years' worth of our data, a million policyholders. The most expensive claim we're going to see has to do with reputational harm. So,
wow.
And you ask why, and it's a heavily litigated case. So when you think about what that means for a small business owner, what are you saying in your advertising? What are you putting on your webpage? Do you have permission to use it?
Have you licensed that? That puts a lot of people think if it's on the web, it's free, don't they? And that's not necessarily true. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Stephanie Bush and John Kinney in there with the Hartford with some more good insurance tips about your business. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.